use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today is January 12th, Pharmacist Day. Isn't it time you asked your pharmacist about Pharmacist Day? Please drink alcohol in moderation on Pharmacist Day. Women who are pregnant or thinking of becoming pregnant can still enjoy Pharmacist Day. And a celebration that lasts more than 4 hours is a good thing on Pharmacist Day. Celebrate only as directed.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
We have a national championship to celebrate, and we will, right after Fixed... Did I say Fixed News? I didn't mean that. I meant Fox News at 5.
Stand by for news!
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today in Texas talking about border security, dismissing talk of impeachment, and saying the suggestion he be removed from office using the 25th Amendment is of zero risk to him.
But will come back to haunt Joe Biden and the Biden administration. As the expression goes, be careful what you wish for.
The House is moving forward with impeachment, accusing the president of inciting insurrection. At least three more congressional members have contracted coronavirus following their lockdown in a secure location during last week's deadly violence at the U.S. Capitol building.
Illinois Democrat Brett Schneider says he tested positive yesterday. In a statement, he says several Republican lawmakers refused to wear masks while locked down. Washington Democrat Pramila Jayapal and New Jersey Democrat Bonnie Watson Coleman have also announced positive COVID tests.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Duncan Sun Predict-a-thon.
Yeah, that is great.
Benton Till of Scenic Millbrook correctly predicted a 52-24 win for Alabama. Won a $500 voucher that he can set up at the Don Duncan location. He's actually, we talked to Don this morning, Don Duncan, and he said that Benton's been a customer at that location. So he has been rewarded. And good work, man, for that prediction. I had a feeling. I mentioned this on the air, so I'm not, this is like, hey, remember when I said this? There was just something about this year's Alabama team that looked like we got this. They kind of had that karma all year, and boy, did they. Hey, we're flattered to find Becky Gerritsen on the phone.
Gregory, how are you?
Well, like everybody else, worried, but
you know, yes,
doing my best.
I hear you. Well, I am calling to let you all know that we are having an event tonight. It's a live stream event at 6:30 with Curtis Bowers. And this is, when I say we, I mean Eagle Forum of Alabama. And Curtis was at the event, and he's going to just give a really good breakdown of what happened, has some really good video from him. And he's been studying Marxism for over 3 decades. So he really has a great handle on this. And we're going to talk about what to expect and where we go from here and what we can do about this. So I just wanted to let people know at alabamaeagle.org. It'll be streaming on our website, but also on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel, which is Eagle Forum of Alabama. So that's at 6:30 sharp tonight. And Greg, I would love, as all this craziness is coming in the next, you know, week or so, if you ever want me to come in, I'd love to just sit with you and talk through some of this stuff, because
you know you're welcome. We'll just
crazy.
Set that up, Becky. Don't worry about it.
Sounds good.
Love to have you.
Yeah, well, it's been a long time. So
we've been,
time to get back.
I know we've been kind of in this together at various levels for over a decade.
Yes. You were the first radio show I was ever on. So you have a big place in my heart. And, you know, we did this rally together in 2009.
Yep.
And it was amazing.
We have
a lot of memories together.
The one in Washington last week was very much the same until the signal went up to, you know, let the crap start.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
And now Chuck Schumer out there saying, I want every Trump supporter to be on a no-fly list.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, what about the people that burned half the country down last summer? They're not insurrectionists? Mm-hmm. What are they?
Mm-hmm.
They're
approved
proletariat protesters is what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
They are. There's a double standard, and always has been, but it's really rearing its ugly head. And I'm just really praying that this is waking people up. And one of the good things about this moving so fast is it does wake people up. So God's on our side. I mean, God loves truth and he loves justice. So I just keep praying. I mean, that's all I can do now. Well, there's some other things, but, you know, that's really my focus. We just have to pray that God will have mercy on us. And
I have
we'll
confidence
start
in that.
Revealing the truth.
I believe he will.
This is why I'm not sitting here in a 24-carat state of fear, Becky. I got to run, but communicate
okay, thank
with
you
me.
So much,
and we will set you up for one day next week, maybe Monday.
Sounds great. Sounds good. Okay.
Take care.
Talk to you soon.
God only knows what will happen between now and Monday. Here's Chris.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good. Hey, I wanted to say something about that Fox News, about the Democrats getting COVID, and now they're blaming Republicans not wearing masks.
Oh,
I don't have the article in front of me, but I know it's true. I mean, it's been written about. Nancy Pelosi, when she had her election for speaker, she ended up having to get people to come in. One lady was from Washington, I think it was, and she was actually had COVID, but she came back early. And so that was a little issue back just a week ago. When she had her election, and she ended up getting, you know, barely won by like 12 votes,
right?
Like that.
Yeah, she squeaked in.
But
like
she had to
rubs.
Get this woman to, yeah, this one ultra liberal to come over here, come back to D.C., and she hadn't finished her quarantine. And she was obviously, she had tested positive, and so she came back. So now we got a bunch of Democrats running around in D.C., and that's stupid. I'm done with Fox News. The quicker y'all drop them, the better. That's how lazy journalists are. The story would be, yeah, they maybe Republicans didn't wear masks, whatever, but they also had, the Democrats had a positive, COVID-positive person on the floor. Even Mike Rogers, not Mike Rogers, the guy that got elected down in Dothan, in District 2.
Barry Moore.
Barry Moore, yeah.
Barry Moore even said
him.
This woman walked past him multiple times on the floor of the house. So that's what I'm saying. That's how lazy journalism is, and that's how just complete garbage comes out, and people just suck it up as truth. So when some person that doesn't know what's going on hears that, they're hearing, oh, well, the Republicans weren't wearing masks, so they gave COVID to all these Democrats, which is a complete lie.
It is.
And Fox News, and I'm just using this as a small example, but Fox News is absolute trash.
Well,
and you don't wonder why they're dropping in the grading.
If you'd like to see more, go to dbdailyupdate.com. David Blackman listed just how badly Fox is doing. And by the way, and thank you for the call, our management here has looked for an alternative to Fox News. We're hearing the complaints. The problem is there is no radio One American News Network or Newsmax. Should get with them. I'll do it for you. Just give me a 7-figure check and I'll start Monday. As long as I can keep my shows in Montgomery. I could use the money.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you'll receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our chilly forecast continues. In fact, tonight we'll head for the freeze mark, I think, maybe down to about 31. It will become partly cloudy in the overnight hours. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. That's nice. 52 is an improvement, but still way below normal for this time of the year. Down to around 30 on Wednesday night. Thursday looks like the best day of the week. Sunshine, high temperature up to about 60. Then scattered showers possible Friday as the next cold front sweeps through the area. More chilly air will follow that. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In a season of chaos, the Crimson Tide are the conference. Constant excellence. Bama bludgeons the Buckeyes. And Saban steps past Paul Bryant with his seventh national championship.
And at this point in time, I'm proud to introduce a man, although his heart is with the War Eagle Nation, wished Alabama luck, and probably carried them over the top. Brant McDonald. How you doing, Brant?
Hey, buddy, I'm doing well. That was quite the beatdown last night. What a performance.
Yeah. Hey, did you get the 7-figure check I left at your office to invest in Twitter today?
Well... Yeah, I did. And is it okay to cash it?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
It'll make when you cash, it'll make a funny sound, but don't ignore that. Just go right ahead. Put it through. I'm curious. That my first question today has to be, how did Twitter do today? Did they bounce back?
You know, it was down a little bit today. And, I think it's probably going to continue. I mean, obviously, you've got this situation going on that we all know about, but then all these tech stocks are starting to get a little bit weak-kneed, let's say.
Oh.
I tell you, and now it's interesting because you see all these things bubbling up and percolating into the headlines, and, all the media is now saying what we've been saying for months, that, watch this 10-year yield and get ready for inflation. And they're starting to tell people all about these potential sort of inflation-type investments and trades that you can make. It seems to me they're a little bit late to the party, but I would tell you this. It is a serious situation out there. I think a lot of these high-flying companies are way, way overcooked. Mm-hmm. And I sure hope people are being very, very careful with chasing some of these things because it's I see nothing but a tremendous amount of risk out there. And, it's a time for everyone to be very, very careful about how they're deploying capital and really understand this new world we're going into. Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart, I can tell you that.
We talk about, and you indicated this when you first spoke, there's a lot of self-inflicted damage going on with the tech stocks. Governor DeSantis, let's applaud him, in Florida is taking all of state retirement funds out of Amazon, Google, and big tech.
Good.
Which I think is an incredible gesture. You're going to divest all state funds from Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Google. Maybe he sees the writing on the wall. That's not good news for these companies. CNN, by the way, and this is going to be my most electrifying story of the afternoon, but I already did it. CNN's airport news ends on March 31st.
That's
great.
Nobody's
really
flying, and nobody cares what, put the Cartoon Network on. If the travel industry wants to do itself a favor, put Bugs Bunny in there and get people in a good mood if they're getting ready to make a long flight. Nobody wants to watch Anderson Cooper for 3 hours before they fly cross country. That's just my opinion. What do I know? By the way, Mitch McConnell now supports impeachment.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to bring that up. Obviously, that's pretty interesting. I wonder if he's actually going to support, conviction and voting to impeach the president, or if it's just, he's playing politics. I don't really know, but I was very surprised to see that.
That old lady better rethink that.
His true colors are coming out.
Yeah, they're all members of the same club, Brant. They stick a wet finger in the air, say, which way is the wind blowing? What's best for me politically right now? And that's that. And if they think people were angry Wednesday, this is not going to calm anybody down. This is a really dangerous thing for them to be doing with 8 days left in Trump's presidency. It just is.
Yeah.
There's no need for it.
It's scary because if they're successful, he won't be able to run again.
That would be the only reason they might have for trying to do this. But he's entitled to a trial.
Yeah.
And he's declassifying stuff. He's got stuff on people. They could be setting themselves up for a big mistake. Trump doesn't like to lose. I can't see him. He'd almost welcome the chance to go on trial and make his case to the American people. But,
just to follow that up real quick, it'll be interesting to see what he does, though, post his presidency. There are a lot of very legitimate sort of rumors out there that he's gonna come pretty hard with his own network, his own everything. Technological digital platforms, you name it. That'll be interesting to watch and to see. As far as the market goes, today, it's interesting to me because the market is really grappling with this 10-year bond yield. And I know that it sounds boring probably to a lot of listeners, but this is a big deal. This is a very, very big deal. There are very significant inflationary forces at work throughout the entire supply chain of most every industry. When you run the channel checks and you go through and you look, we're seeing pricing pressures everywhere. And it's showing up in the prices of raw materials, metals, industrial metals, you name it. And so you would naturally expect to see that 10-year bond yield, even the 30-year bond yields, which are primarily controlled by the secondary market, not by the Fed. Think of it like the stock market. It's just simply buyers and sellers all over the world who are buying and selling these government bonds. And when they start selling bonds and you see the yields go up, that's indicative of a global market that believes inflation is coming back. And that's a major headwind for these big growth stocks. You know, think about your big mega cap tech stocks that have been the big name in town over the last several years. There's a reason why we're seeing this sector rotation that I've been preaching now for, gosh, I would say 6 to 9 months, that we were expecting a massive rotation out of these growth names into these value names and inflation type trades. And it's happened in a very, very major way. You and I, Greg, have talked about crude oil on the show. I know that you talked to David, and he's got incredible insights around that as well. And we continue to think that crude has a long way to go for 2021 as part of this overall theme of inflation coming back. And again, it's going to be somewhat problematic because you've got a Biden presidency that wants to raise taxes,
right,
which is not going to be good in an environment where you've got prices going up. That's like a double whammy for the consumer. So this is really, really bears watching very, very closely. I think the markets could potentially get whipsawed around here. Seeing some of these high-flying names really kind of crash back down to earth, and then seeing a lot of the old stalwarts, that's where the money, I think, is probably going to be moving. So we're prepared for this. I just hope that everyone else out there is. I really do.
Well, one way they can be is to get with you and meet your team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management and go through not just the planning phase, like, what are my options? I'm looking, I just noticed that gold had a nice bump up today. Is that where you want to put your money? Questions like this, people can come in and start something that will give them security, a fallback option, and long-term planning. Managerial about your money. You'll feel better about yourself, and the benefits, they will grow with time, and you'll be glad you made this phone call. 387-0094 is the number, 387-0094. How are we looking for our plan, Avian, on Tuesday next week, by the way? Is that good?
It's looking really, really good, and I'm excited about it. I think I want to go ahead and come in on next Tuesday, and obviously day before inauguration, it'll be interesting to see how the markets are reacting. And also, let's talk a little bit about the political ramifications for the new administration in terms of fiscal policy and impacts on everyone, our daily lives, everything from mortgages to paying bills to our discretionary income, et cetera.
Sounds like a plan.
That works.
Let's plan on that. In the meantime, you make that call to Brandt's firm and make an appointment to sit down and have a conversation about your financial future. Again, 387-0094. We'll talk tomorrow, my friend.
Yep, look forward to it. Take care, guys.
You too.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL. GL Financial.
All right, it's 525. Usually at this time we like to have a little fun with something, and we're going to do that coming up with one of those great comedy songs that has become kind of a classic over the years on this station. And we're going to talk to Jacqueline. It just sickens me to see Mitch McConnell supporting impeachment. What the hell is he thinking? Do we want anything to do with that type of Republican ever again? I think there are about 75 million people, and there will be more. Once people wake up to the reality of Biden and when it starts to impact their life, oh, well, I don't want that. You watch. I've seen it before.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic, well, we are very busy around the boulevard right now, I-65 and 85, heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, and we still have a good bit of slow traffic between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway on 85 northbound. 231 to Wetumpka, very busy right now at the River Bridge and Redland Road red lights. Also, as you pull into Wetumpka on 231, very heavy traffic there as well. I-65 and 85, no problems that we know of, no accidents reported into us at this time. Your pet's a part of your family. You want to protect them and keep them safe in designated areas. Invisible Fence does that better than anybody. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I think my dog's a Democrat. And it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact that my dog might be a Democrat. I pay for all his health care and I buy everything he eats. I provide him with a place to live just to keep him off the streets. But he just acts like he's entitled, even tried to unionize the cat. Yeah, I think my dog's a Democrat. He chewed up the Constitution that I keep on display. And every time Benghazi's on TV, he looks the other way. I know he's a liberal, even if he won't admit it. He pooped on my living room rug and tried to tell me George Bush did it. He ain't got no papers, and what really gets my goat is if he could find a ride to town, well, I know they'd let him vote. Sure, we've had some good times. He's been fun to have around. But if he ever barks about my right to bear arms, I'm gonna have to have him put down. I pay for all his health care, and I buy everything he eats. I provide him with a place to live just to keep him off the streets. You'd have to be a socialist to ever act like that. So my dog must be a Democrat. All his behavior has been hinting that his mom might be Mrs. Clinton. I think my dog's a Democrat. I'm Brian Lewis, and I approve this message.
Yeah, angry Democrat. 5:32, local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. State capitals across the country are under heightened security after the siege of the U.S. Capitol last week. The FBI is warned of plans of armed protests at all 50 state capitals and in Washington, D.C., ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration. Governor Ivey says she hopes it doesn't happen in Alabama, but that state law enforcement is prepared. Following Alabama's win over Ohio State for the national championship, thousands of excited football fans ignored pandemic precautions and partied in the streets around the University of Alabama. Several arrests were made. The state health officer says he expects more cases of COVID to result from the street party. The Alabama Alcoholic Beverage Control Board says 41 stores will close temporarily as a way to protect employees and customers from COVID-19. The impacted stores will close at the end of the day Saturday and won't reopen until late February or early March. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hello, this is Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, and I want to tell you about advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. I made the decision to advertise with Blue Water about 2 years ago and have seen the results daily. The Blue Water team has truly become family to me and always ready to help.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our chilly forecast continues. In fact, tonight we'll head for the freeze mark, I think, maybe down to about 31. It will become partly cloudy in the overnight hours. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. That's nice. 52 is an improvement, but still way below normal for this time of the year. Down to around 30 on Wednesday night. Thursday looks like the best day of the week. Sunshine, high temperature up to about 60. Then scattered showers possible Friday as the next cold front sweeps through the area. More chilly air will follow that. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Scary stuff happening, folks. We just mentioned when we were talking to Brandt, Mitch McConnell supports impeachment. There is a level of intimidation going on right now that is, in all honesty, terrifying. The owners, as George Carlin has called them and taught us, are making a lot of racket. And I was talking to the boss about some of this stuff, and I put this piece on Facebook last night. It's Tucker, and as I mentioned earlier, it seems like Tucker is out to redeem himself with some of the lost credibility he got in some regrettable commentaries he made post-election. But this is something that we need to hear about corporations colluding to silence Americans. Let's give this a listen. It takes a little magic hand to make it play.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Within hours of the riot at the U.S. Capitol last week, in case you weren't watching, we denounced the violence we saw in the clearest possible terms. We did it for one reason. We are totally opposed to political violence. We said that virtually every night for the past 6 months since the riots that began on Memorial Day. We meant it then, we mean it now. Every person who broke the law last Wednesday should be prosecuted. Vandalize a building, hurt a cop, go to jail. That's our position. That has always been our position. This show is for law and order, period. Many of those currently in power are not. They believe instead in selective enforcement. Selective enforcement is not law and order. It is the opposite. Laws must be applied equally to every citizen, or else they are not laws. They are the whims of a tyrant. Punish the guilty, spare the innocent. That is the most basic definition of justice, but that is not what's happening now. The crackdown on civil liberties we've watched over the past 5 days amounts instead to collective punishment. People who had nothing to do with the violence in the U.S. Capitol are being punished for that violence. And that is repugnant and immoral and anti-American. It should shock our sensibilities. It shocks Alexei Navalny. Navalny is the Russian dissident who was poisoned last year, apparently by the Putin government. He's watched the recent crackdown in this country by Joe Biden and his allies in big business and big tech with growing concern and then horror. Here's his conclusion, quote, "We have seen many examples in Russia and in China of such private companies becoming the state's best friends and enablers when it comes to censorship. This precedent will be exploited by the enemies of freedom of speech around the world," end quote. So even in Russia, they know what's happening here is dangerous and it's wrong, because it is. In the past 5 days, PayPal, which keep in mind is supposed to be a payment processor, not a political party or a law enforcement agency, PayPal suspended the account of a group that paid for Trump supporters to travel to Washington last week. Now, it's not clear that any of these people participated in illegal acts. We do not know. But they were shut down anyway for their political views. It's not an isolated case. It's happening all over. It happened to performer Ariel Pink. Pink made the mistake of listening to the president's address on Wednesday. Pink says he didn't get anywhere near the Capitol. He went to his hotel and fell asleep. And no one has suggested otherwise. But for the crime of attending a political rally, Pink was punished. He was promptly dropped from his record label. He's done. Now it's possible he might not be able to fly on airplanes. A flight attendants union has demanded banning all, quote, insurrectionists from flying commercially anywhere in the United States. So the question is, and everything hangs on this definition, what's an insurrectionist? Well, according to a letter from Democrats in Congress, it is anyone who sympathizes with what happened on Wednesday. Think about that. Now, you can oppose what happened at the Capitol, and for the 15th time, we do oppose it loudly, have, and will. And you can still see this development for what it is. It's terrifying lunacy. But no one is pushing back against it. Instead, the biggest corporations in this country, the ones that control your checking account, the ones that control your health care, whether you live or die, have decided to radically expand the definition of what is now illegal. Insurrection, according to this new definition, means questioning any part of last November's election. So you thought that your birthright as an American was the right to ask questions, but not anymore. That's now a crime. Consider this, among many examples. A total of 139 Republicans in the House of Representatives objected to the certification of Joe Biden's victory. They were joined by several Republicans in the Senate. They called instead for an audit of the election results. Now, here's what they didn't do. They did not urge anyone to commit violence. They did not support the people who stormed the Capitol building. For our part, we did not promote their cause on this show. We had mixed feelings about it. On the other hand, we didn't denounce them as insurrectionists because they weren't and they aren't. Except now they are. And that definition has huge consequences, not just for them, but for the country. You'll notice the definition of insurrection has changed quite a bit in just 4 years. Here's what insurrection looked like right after the 2016 election.
Mr. President, I object to the certificate from the state of Georgia on the grounds that the electoral votes were
not... There's no debate. Section 15 and 17 of Title III of the United States Code require that any objection be presented in writing, signed by both a member of the House of Representatives and a senator.
Mr. President, even as people waited hours in Georgia...
There is no debate, and if there's not signed by a senator, the objection cannot be entertained.
Now, you may not remember that because not much happened in its aftermath. No major corporation threatened to destroy anyone for that insurrection. They've changed. In the past few days, Blue Cross Blue Shield, JP Morgan Chase, Marriott, Citigroup, Commerce Bank, not small companies, have all cut off donations to Republicans who objected in any way to this year's election results. Companies like Dow, AT&T, Morgan Stanley announced today they will do the same. Here's how Citibank's head of global affairs explained this move, quote, "We want you to be assured that we will not support candidates who do not respect the rule of law." Now, if that sounds like a brand new standard, of course it is. And by the way, it does not apply to any Democrat, and that's all of them, who support flagrantly illegal sanctuary cities all over the country. Talk about an attack of rule on the rule of law, but that doesn't count. Forbes magazine, meanwhile, wants to make certain that no one who worked in the Trump administration will ever have a job again. Quote, "Let it be known to the business world," announced the magazine's editor, "hire any of Trump's fellow fabulists, and Forbes will assume that everything your company or firm talks about is a lie."
Wow.
In other words, dare to hire someone from the presidential administration, as many thousands of people, and we will destroy your business. That's healthy and normal? You want your country to fall apart completely? Keep up fascist insanity like that, because it definitely will. The irony, of course, is that the Biden era, which you probably didn't welcome, was at the very least supposed to be a return to normal. That was the upside. But it turns out this is the new normal. Silencing, blacklists, social credit scores, threats. It's almost boring at this point to point out the steaming hypocrisy in all of this, and we'll stop after tonight, but just for the record, we can't resist. 6 months after Donald Trump's election, Nancy Pelosi wrote this on Twitter, quote, "Our election was hijacked. There is no question. Congress has a duty to hashtag protect our democracy and hashtag follow the facts. Insurrection? No." A month later, a Bernie Sanders voter tried to murder congressional Republicans, office holders, with a rifle at a baseball practice in Arlington, Virginia. He almost succeeded. He shot Steve Scalise, almost killed him. Yet none of these same corporations, these morally aware corporations, suspended donations to Bernie Sanders or to Nancy Pelosi. And by the way, they shouldn't have, because Pelosi and Sanders didn't pull the trigger. But they didn't even consider it, nor did they issue statements about respecting the rule of law or threaten Nancy Pelosi's fabulous with never working again in America. These same companies indeed remained quiet all last summer after BLM set fire to the ancient Episcopal Church in front of the White House and then drove the President of the United States into an underground bunker with violence. They said nothing. They said nothing when rioters destroyed a police precinct in Minneapolis, or in fact, the whole downtown of that city, or when they besieged a federal courthouse in Portland, Oregon, or established their own country, a breakaway Republican, downtown Seattle, and shot a guy in the middle of it. That's not entirely true. They did comment on it in some ways. They approved of it. Citibank, 3 months later, gave the rioters money. Citi created a $1 billion fund for racial equity. Go ahead and define that term. Some enterprising progressives established something called the Minnesota Freedom Fund. That raised tens of millions of dollars to bail out the violent rioters, the insurrectionists. Big tech and Democratic Party politicians, including Kamala Harris, supported that fund. Oh, the insurrectionists, they supported them. We were against that kind of crap then. We're completely against it now. But from their perspective, violence and insurrection are not necessarily bad. It's a situational thing, kind of situational ethics. You remember that from the 60s. So when our side does it, it's a good thing because the arc of justice is long. But when the other side does it, we unleash the FBI to conduct one of the biggest manhunts in recent history. So we're all Roger Stone now, everyone on the wrong side of that equation. But actually, it's worse than that, if we're going to be honest. And we don't want to be alarmist. But the hair on your arms is already standing up because you can feel that this is bad. Because it is.
Yeah. Wow. I had only read a summary of that commentary, but that was bone-chilling.
Yeah.
There was another headline here I just saw that got my attention. All right, well, it's not exciting radio for me to look for this on the air. So let me tell you about Jack Ingram. We are six-time purchasers from the Jack Ingram family of stores. We love them. We love the people who work there. We love their expertise on the products that they sell. Went riding in a Porsche to have that experience, to learn about the car, what makes it so exceptional, from Mr. Kniff, who was one of their sales representatives. And it was an amazing experience. And you'll have this with any of the great brands that fly under the Jack Ingram flag. Now, I drive a Nissan Rogue. I've bought certified pre-owns twice with warranty mileage left. And if it weren't for a deer, I'd never have to do a thing with these cars except change the oil. And I think I did buy new tires after we got up to about 50,000 miles. That's it. That's it. It's just a great performer. And they've got some incredible opportunities to get Nissan pre-owns. They've got a bunch of Altimas with super low miles. Autos that were on very short-term leases, 5,000 miles. These are 2020s. Virtually brand-new cars. Altimas, Maximas, Pathfinders, and more. A Pathfinder, 2020 Pathfinder with 5,800 miles on it. And you're going to say, big. 2020 Rogue with only 6,000 miles. What color is that? Silver. Tempting. You want great value and a car I can't recommend highly enough. Check out jackingramnissan.com. If you can't make it to the store, they'll be happy to come to you with their concierge service. They can do on-site appraisals, and their financing options are numerous. They work really, really hard for you, and it's a great product. Start at jackingramnissan.com. And for this reason, it's time to love what you drive.
Al's Flowers and Gifts in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their floral operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 265-1125 for more information. Al's Flowers and Gifts, 265-1125.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
ACB from the BeltwayReport.com. Texas prepares to secede.
Really?
If Tucker Carlson's, and there was nothing to question in his analysis, nothing. You're going to hear this S word quite a bit, because this absolute assault on everything American, free speech, you know, this is ridiculous. And the bad news for the people that think they're going to ram through this great communist agenda that the Democrats have in mind, his approval, Trump's approval, is still in the upper 40s. So you still got half the country that's not on board with whatever this BS is you plan to pull. You are the insurrectionists. You are the insiders. As I-N-C-I-T-E-R-S. All right, couple of calls. Jeff's been waiting. Jeff, hello.
Hey, how's it going? Well, hey, y'all was talking earlier about different news outlets other than Fox.
Yeah.
There's one called OAN.
No, we know about
there's one.
I'm talking about radio. Radio news outlets.
Oh. They can't get it on radio. I get it on YouTube.
No, they don't. What we're talking about is that hourly, top-of-the-hour newscast we run from Fox. We need OAN or, of course, if they're allowed to exist. I mean, you got to wonder about this stuff now. Or Newsmax, when they get to that point, and I hope they do, then we will have something. Otherwise, all the alternatives are worse than Fox.
Yeah, I like OAN and NPD.
But I appreciate
both of them are really good.
I appreciate that, but I should have been more clear about what I was referring to as an option. Thank you for the call. Yes, man.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
You know what we need? We need some good food from Baumhauer's tomorrow. That's what we need.
Hey, definitely won't be there. That's for sure. Yeah, I was talking to Dan Morris earlier, and I told him that, you know, I don't even listen to the news anymore. I don't watch news at all. Right. I get all my news from the triple threat, what I call the triple threat. Joey, Dan, and Craig.
Well, thank you. That's very flattering.
You guys are, you know, I listen to you guys daily. That's why I hate weekends. Weekends, you guys aren't on, and it's like, so I have to wait till Monday to get my news.
Well, I'm here Saturday morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But and Terry Adams is here Saturday evenings for 4 hours. Hold on. And, you know, we have some live shows.
But, yeah, I rely on you guys. You guys are the best. And like I said, if for some reason the Indian government decide, well, these guys are conservative, we can't have them on broadcast anymore, we got to shut them down.
That's what I'm worried about.
And wherever you guys end up, I know I'm going to be there.
I appreciate that, Yasmin. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for the call. And we have about a minute for Marianne.
Hello, you handsome man, you. And hello, Rosie.
Hello.
You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Greg, can I just say one thing as you're coming off the show, okay? And as I've listened, I have not called you in a long time. Uh-huh. You are so much better than television.
Where have
and
I
I'm
heard
still
that
over here in,
before?
I am still over here in Capitol Heights. And I'm still shopping at Food Outlet. I'm over in Eastbrook. But, Greg, listen to me. What concerns me about all of this with our vote and what's happened through this season of our adventure in life, okay, what concerns me is your show, Dan, in Blue Water, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you not remember the underground? You might be the underground. All of you.
Oh, I look to be.
That's why I'm praying so hard for Mr. Peters who owns the station. I mean, I really am because I love hearing the callers. But Greg, I love you. I know you got to go. You got to get off. You got to go home. But Greg, I love you guys, Rusty. All of you. Please keep it going. Okay?
Well.
But an underground does not have to be under dirt. Do you hear me, Greg, as you're riding your bicycle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Put that helmet on, big guy. I love you.
Thank you. Love you too, Marianne.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate the sentiments there. It's 5:56. Wow. Well, I'll sleep well tonight. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, though, I may not sleep well, but I'll be warm because they came out, gave us the wintertime test drive, so to speak, well before the weather got cold, before we ever turned the furnace on one time, just to make sure everything was in good working order. They made a couple of little tweaks, did some cleaning, and I'm happy to report doing year-to-year comparisons. And this has been, in my opinion, a much colder winter than last year was already. Bills have been very reasonable, so I'm pleased. Because they always leave your system running efficiently, in addition to checking for anything that may look ready to go bad, where you could end up with a major repair. They do everything they can. It's called TLC, the love of Clark's. They come back in the spring with your membership and give you a tune-up then for the hot weather as it returns. And, of course, they got your back on plumbing with the best pros in the business. That membership will save you money and give you peace of mind because 24/7 you've got the infrastructure and comfort of your family covered by the best in the business. Clark's, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004 at 557.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we're still busy around the boulevard, and we've got some real congestion on Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry Road and at Coliseum Boulevard. Real busy at the 231 interchange with the Northern Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery. Norman Bridge, East South Boulevard, all still very congested, but no accidents to speak of at the moment. We've got none into us to pass along. Buckle up and be safe out there. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
All right, back in the morning. I want to thank Rosie Brock, David Blackman from DVDailyUpdate.com, Grant McDonald, and a cast of thousands, including you. Rich Thomas. Of course he is. Jay Scott and Jesse Lynn back in the morning. Thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet.